Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
I'm Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Well, praise God. Welcome once again to What the World Needs Now. You're listening to Kathleen McCarthy, and as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you. I will share with you, I certainly had a lovely Memorial holiday, and hopefully you did too. Of course, we grabbed some of that sunshine yesterday. Today it's raining again. I want to praise and thank God for all of you that make this program possible. To make in his sign apostolate possible. Without you, I say it time and time again, it wouldn't happen. So we want to praise and thank God for all of our family of listeners, all those who support us in prayer, really underpin this whole Catholic radio apostolate with prayer and fasting and so many different sacrifices. The notes I get touch my heart deeply. And also, I want to share with you that I don't really think you understand your role. This Catholic Radio Apostolate, believe me, it's yours. I surrender it over to God, and I trust in his divine providence. That as long as he wants this Catholic radio on the air, it'll stay on the air. But it is through your cooperation with the Spirit of the living God that brings this forth. You are the ones that, through your prayers, through your financial giving, allow this Catholic radio apostolate to continue to proclaim the truth alone that can set people free. To be a voice for those who have no voice, especially the most vulnerable among us, and in particular the child in the womb. And also, my brothers and sisters, you know, I'm always so very, very much aware that without you, this voice would not be heard. And so I first honor and praise and thank God for the gift of this ministry. And next, I praise him and thank him for each one of you. Also thanking him again for the sisters up at the shrine in Bensalem, Sisters of the Most Blessed Sacrament, St. Catherine Drexel. And once again, they have partnered with us, and it's amazing to me that while this radio apostle is on the air, that the good sisters up there intercede before the throne of God in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So we are highly blessed. The scripture comes to mind of Our Lady when the angel Gabriel came and announced the good news, and he said, "You are highly favored daughter." We are all highly favored daughters and highly favored sons. And to you, I give my heartfelt thank you and gratitude for always giving in so many ways. Your prayers, your finances, your time, your talent. I praise and thank God for my engineers today, which is Dennis. He is the producer today. And, of course, Frank and Harry. Anybody that would like to, quite frankly, anybody that would like to learn a little bit more about this Catholic Radio Apostolate, and maybe you think you would like to be a part of being one of the producers and the one that engineers the programming each week, feel free to give us a call. Kathleen, call me right here at 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. You know, volunteer, to be a volunteer opens up windows and doors that we rarely realize that we even had such gifts. And oftentimes we don't even find out the real gift that God's called us to until we step out and reach out and help out. And so if you'd like to reach out, you'd like to help out, then by all means give us a call here, and we'd like to train you to be one of our engineers, you know, which is the producer of the program each day. Or perhaps you have gifts and talents aside from your livelihood, or maybe you're retired. What a beautiful opportunity to offer service to In His Sign, Catholic Radio. You know, maybe you're a computer whiz. As you know, John is no longer with us, and I ask you to continue to keep him in prayer for his health. And in the meantime, we have nobody that would actually maintain our website. So if you would, you know, you're computer savvy and you'd like to maintain it, you could give a couple, you know, maybe a few hours, one or two days a week, then by all means, again, give a call, because you're not giving me your service. You're giving the service to the Lord to keep His word going forth, the teachings of our one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, in complete adherence to the magisterium of the Church. I want to praise and thank God for our three new priests, and again, we will be having a couple more deacons. I think it's next weekend. Or this coming weekend. So once again, I want to praise and thank God for all the deacons and priests, and to all of our priests in this month of May, in this archdiocese. That's usually the month of ordination. And so I want to praise and thank God for the gift of priesthood. I want to praise and thank God that you have left everything to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's certainly He that calls, and it's all of you that respond to that call. Of course, you need to cooperate with that call, and once you do, you know, He hopes and depends that you will answer the call, and when you do, it is He that will give you the that gift of consecration that comes so overwhelmingly powerful to every priest who surrenders everything to come and follow the Lord. You know, even His apostles, you know, His disciples, what did they say in the gospel today? Wasn't that the reading? We have left everything and followed you. Well, our priests have left everything to come and follow Christ. So we are most grateful that that they have surrendered so much to shepherd his people. And we ask for all of those who are listening today to continue to pray for all of our priests, from our Holy Father all the way down to the newly ordained, and all those in the seminary that are discerning that priestly calling. So all the religious and all those who, the deacons and all those who preach and teach the Catholic faith, that that they would be faithful and that they would truly proclaim the gospel with fidelity, but also with holy boldness, not to give a watered-down gospel, but proclaim it as Christ proclaimed it himself in full truth. So again, I'm going to open up today with the gospel reading. You know, it's such a great thing to be able to go to daily Mass. I can only use the word privilege, really. And I know that many can't. And I know for you who can't, from your letters, I find that you enjoy hearing the gospel readings when I read them. Because many people don't have that luxury, if you will. Whether it's job-related or whether it's being a parent of, you know, a large family or children, young children at home, or perhaps caregivers. Whatever the reason is, I'm well aware that it's a beautiful gift to be able to have the opportunity to attend daily Mass. And if you ever have the opportunity, even if you go to one extra Mass a day, a week, that would be wonderful. And you will see how it blesses your day. And as you listen to the gospel and the homily each day, how you can really feel the Lord speak to your own heart as the day unfolds. And it gives us a great opportunity to see the power of his word at work in our own lives. So today is from the Gospel of Mark, Mark 10, verses 28 to 31. Peter began to say to Jesus, "Lo, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mothers or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life. But many that are first will be last, and the last shall be first." What have you and I, how can we relate to this wonderful paradox that God gives us, that we lose what we keep and we gain what we give away? Aren't we told always seek first the kingdom of God first, and then all other things will be added unto you? So when we lose ourselves in Christ or for Christ, we gain an inheritance which lasts forever. Whatever we give to God comes back, he tells us, a hundredfold. You know, the Lord can never, ever be outdone in generosity. Do we give freely and generously as Jesus gives? He gave freely and generously of his time. His life was really spent for other people. His life was really, he lived for others so that we could get the fullness of that truth, that we too are called to give freely and generously, and to remember that just as Jesus gave of his teachings, of his time, of his love, of his mercy, his forgiveness, his power, his healing, his deliverance. Just as he continued to give freely and generously, so too you and I are called to that. That's what we're called to. That's what this whole gospel is about. I mean, we know that certainly the apostles left everything. His disciples, they left everything and followed Jesus. But on the other hand, let us never, ever, ever forget the most important fact that he also left everything to come and be one of us. He left his life in heaven, the Father. He left his full royal dignity as God. He left all of that to come to the earth to literally give everything of himself. Not only gave up his body, but he gave up his mind, his spirit. He surrendered his will to the will of the Father. He gave up everything too, to follow the Father's will in his life. He literally came into the world to die. That was his purpose, to come into the world to die so that each of us could live. It's amazing. So I think it begs the point for each one of us to ask ourselves today, you know, how much of ourselves are we really willing to give? There used to be a man, this is going back 35, 40 years ago, when I'd start a little prayer group at St. John of the Cross with a group of, team members. And when we came together to start that, there was a man in our prayer group at St. John of the Cross in Roslyn, and his name